For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Monday, November the 18th. I'm glad you're with us and hope you'll stick around for the next 10 minutes or so. We've got two guests today. Let's start, first of all, with John Baker. John's been on several times. He represents the Community Foundation of Central Missouri. Welcome back to Radio Friends,
John. My pleasure,
John.
Paul. Every time. Thanks, man.
And you were here because we're approaching the end of the year and you wanted to get a special message across.
That's right. You may have already seen, sitting around in stores or your doctor's office or other places, a blue-green booklet called Como Gives Giving Guide.
The Como Gives Giving Guide.
Giving Guide. Como Gives for Columbia, Missouri, Gives is an end-of-year charitable giving project or campaign of the Community Foundation of Central Missouri. Mm-hmm. And we have 30 wonderful local Columbia nonprofit organizations participating with us. And the donors can look in the giving guide or go online to find all this information about these 30 wonderful nonprofits. Choose the one you like, get your credit card out, make an online donation through our new website that we have created just for this Como Gives event campaign, and you can give to support the charity of your choice. At the end, we tally everything up. We have some winners, organizations that have the highest dollar amount given, those that have the largest number of unique donors who give, the largest number of donors under the age 35, or the largest number of donors who give a gift of $250 or more. Then the Community Foundation is going to offer matching grants to those four organizations of $1,000 or $2,000, depending upon which category they fulfill.
That's very nice. So people can go online and make the donation on the spot. Now, do you have to designate, when you make that donation to
ComoGives.com.
ComoGives.com.
That's right.
Do you have to designate the charity that you wanted to go to at that point? Or can you make the donation and then say, think about it for a week or so and go back and say, I want my money to go to this particular charity?
Nope. You make your choice at the time that you donate. And that's when the back office software happens and it sifts everything. And every organization gets the amount of money that you wanted it to get.
Okay.
So there's no mistakes in this.
So if people want to participate in this, where do they go?
Go on the web starting December 1st. To www.comogives.com, C-O-M-O-G-I-V-E-S.com.
Okay. And how many different charities are there?
30 charities. And the giving window is from December 1st to December 31st. Not before, not after. It's kind of a challenge. It's a competition, sort of, within this 31-day giving window for these 30 agencies to receive the matching grants.
Okay. So anything that's given during that period, there's a possibility that one of the agencies, or how many agencies will?
30.
30 agencies will receive.
Four will receive grants.
Four will receive matching grants. Okay.
Yes.
All right, John Baker, thank you so much for coming by.
My pleasure.
Having you here. So give us a website one more time.
www.comogives.com.
Got it. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Okay. Now I turn to Dr. Michael Gardner. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
Dr.
It's
Gardner.
Nice to be back.
MU Healthcare endocrinologist.
Yes.
Diabetes awareness, that's what we're talking
about. That is what we're talking about.
And the entire month of November has been set aside as Diabetes Awareness Month.
That is correct, Paul.
How many people in our country are affected by diabetes?
It's hard to put an exact estimate, actually, because we know that a fair percentage actually don't even know they have diabetes. But it is in the hundreds of millions.
We had a chance to chat a little bit before we came on the air, and I was asking you, can you have diabetes for many years without any symptoms showing up at all? And your answer was?
Yes.
You could possibly have it 5 years before you know it?
Absolutely. We actually estimate that many people have it for up to 5 years before they know they have diabetes.
How would they know then that they have diabetes unless they go and have their blood checked?
So there's a few classic symptoms that we think about. People who are having increases in urination, increases in thirst, or in some cases where they're eating more but actually losing weight.
So eating more, losing weight, increased in thirst.
And urination.
And increased in urination. If you have diabetes and you do not have it treated, how many years do you have before you really start having some serious problems?
So the most serious side effects usually show up within about 10 years.
At that point, is it too late to make it better?
We never like to think of anything as being too late, but at that point, once the complications set in, the damage that's been done is not completely reversible.
So you could lose a foot or a toe or
a kidney or an eye.
And that is because of poor circulation with diabetes? Is that what causes it?
It's damage to the circulation. The very high blood sugars cause damage to the lining of the smallest blood vessels of the body. And when your eyes, for example, stop getting enough blood, they begin to try to get more blood, and that can cause damage to the retina, the seeing part of the eye.
Can you, as a doctor, look at somebody's eyes before you've done anything else, examine them and say, I think you've got diabetes?
You actually have to look into the back of the eyes, but with the proper equipment and the proper skill, yes. We do occasionally actually get eye doctors that send us patients saying, look, they have diabetes and they don't know it.
So what are you saying people need to do?
Ideally, anyone over the age of 45 should be checked once a year for diabetes. And if you're—
Is that where they stick your finger?
You can do it with it's generally better done with a blood draw. The Diabetes Association is now actually recommending using an A1C, which is an average blood sugar that your doctor can draw or a lab can draw. And anyone under the age of 45 with risk factors, such as being overweight, having a family member with diabetes, high blood pressure, or any of these other associated diseases that go with diabetes.
Okay. If you have diabetes, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be on insulin.
No. There are many other medications.
Or can you not just control it with your diet and exercise?
So that recommendation has actually changed within the last 2 years.
Not just with the diet and exercise?
No. The Diabetes Association, the major diabetes players, are actually now recommending that everyone be on at least one medication.
Okay. All right. If people want more information, how do they get in touch with you?
They can call the Diabetes and Endocrinology Center at the University of Missouri, and we'd be happy to point them in the right direction.
Okay. Just Google that telephone number.
Absolutely.
Doctor, thank you so much for coming by. Pleasure visiting with you. Good to see you, too.
Thank you.
Tomorrow, Mel Zelenik is our guest. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio, Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Sifun Oyong. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. If you'd like to hear this again or listen to it or watch it again, go to kbia.org. Sign up for a free podcast or a vodcast and email me, pepperp@missouri.edu.